NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders, socialist of Lunebagia, they completely embarrassed themselves on Sunday on the issue of abortion. They're apparently confronted for the first time in their adult lives by questions about the morality of their abortion perspectives, and so they froze like deer in the headlights. Chuck Todd from NBC, he asked Clinton, quote, "When or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?" Clinton answered, quote, "The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights," which is a hell of a line. And it's pretty damn clear. The baby is an unborn human being, she's admitting. It doesn't have rights because Hillary believes that certain human beings don't deserve rights, which is exactly the same perspective as the perspective of slaveholders in the antebellum South. If the black person is on my plantation, he's property. If you believe that borders mark personhood, personal borders like the borders of your uterus or state borders or plantation borders, you are by definition a monster. But this is the Democratic Party official position. Unborn children, admitted unborn children, they have no rights. If you want to kill them, grab a scalpel, sister. No wonder Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood calls Hillary, quote, "the pinnacle of everything we fought for." Bernie Sanders, by the way, agrees with all of this. He was asked the exact same question, and he said, quote, "All I know is that I will fight as strong as I can to defend a woman's right to choose. I believe that it is an outrage that Republicans who tell us how much they hate the government now want to tell every American woman, what she can and cannot do with her body. And I do agree with the secretary. I don't believe there's any constitutional protection for the unborn." Using the language, unborn children. This, again, is evil. No restrictions on abortion means plunging a scissors into the base of the skull of a nine-month-old baby in the womb, sucking its brains into a sink, and then chopping it up for extraction. Now, normally, all this kind of stuff would be problematic for Democrats because it's crazy. But thankfully for Democrats, they have Donald Trump. So Trump became pro-life, apparently, when he began considering whether to run for president of the United States a couple of years ago. Up until that time, for the first 67 years of his life, he believed in partial birth abortion. He still backs Planned Parenthood. In the last 4 days, here are the following positions that he has held. Last Wednesday, women should be punished for abortion. Also Wednesday, quote, "the issue is unclear. It should be left to the states." Thursday, quote, "the woman is a victim in this case, as is the life in her womb. My position has not changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions." Friday, quote, "I think it would have been better if it were up to the states, but right now, the laws are set. At this moment, the laws are set, and I think we have to leave it that way." Friday, quote, "Mr. Trump gave an accurate account of the law as it is today and made clear it must stay that way now until he is president. Then he will change the law through his judicial appointments and allow the states to protect the unborn. There is nothing new or different here." Saturday, quote, "what I said was so good, it was so perfect, and then they look, they say, oh, maybe he should have added a word." Sunday, "yeah, I won't answer whether I've paid for an abortion or two." Seriously, he was asked this by Maureen Dowd, wouldn't answer the question. The pro-abortion position is morally disgusting and reprehensible. It can't be fought by a guy with more positions than the Kama Sutra. Trump's moral incoherence disgraces the pro-life movement and in the process undercuts everything conservatives believe. He is the reverse King Midas of conservatism. Every single conservative position he supposedly holds, he turns to horse crap. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Tend to demonize people who don't care about your feelings.
Ah, we're back. Here we are. It's Monday. And there's so much to talk about, as always. Tomorrow, by the way, I will be off. I will be on a plane because my college tour continues. It will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the college tour. I'll be speaking at University of Rochester. I'll be speaking at Penn State, and I'll be speaking at University of Michigan this week. And then next week, I head to Berkeley, but I can fly there and back in the same day so that we shouldn't miss any podcasts next week. But we will be here all week long to break down the political situation for you. First, quick note, if you are somebody who wants to know more about economics, you need to go over to our friends at Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College, wonderful institution. If you have a kid looking to go to college, Hillsdale is a great place to send your kid. And not only that, they also have programs now for you, right? If you're a parent, if you're the kid, go check out their program, Economics 101. So when people ask me for one book to read, just one, on politics, the book I recommend is Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, which is to say economics is the most important thing outside of basic morality that you can know as a conservative, and most conservatives don't know economics. which is why they buy into the Trumponomics of Donald Trump. Go to Economics 101 at Hillsdale. It's hillsdale.edu/Ben. That's hillsdale.edu/Ben. And there you can go and find out how economics really works. Again, vital for you as a conservative. Hillsdale.edu/Ben. It is a free video course, and it should be great. Go check it out. Hillsdale College. Okay, so I have come to a conclusion about some Donald Trump voters. So I have really tried my best up until the past couple of weeks to go easy on the Trump voters. I've said many times, I understand why you're voting for Donald Trump. I understand that there are rationales for why you want to vote for Donald Trump. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm not saying you're crazy. In the last couple of weeks, if you're sticking with Donald Trump, you may be moving into one of those categories. Because the fact is that Donald Trump is lying to you, and he's lying to you nonstop. He does not stop lying to you. And at a certain point, you have to say, maybe there is a certain group of Trump voters, not all of them, maybe there's a certain group of diehard Trump voters who want to be lied to, who want to be lied to. It's like a woman that you know who's in a bad marriage, a loveless marriage, and she's being treated horribly by her husband, and you keep saying, you know, leave. She doesn't have kids. There's no externalities. Just leave. And she won't leave. At a certain point, you have to say, maybe she wants to be treated that way. Otherwise, she would be leaving, right? Maybe you want to be treated that way. Maybe Trump supporters want to be treated with this disdain. Maybe they actually see it as empowering to be lied to by a candidate like Trump because they feel like they're part of promulgating the lie. They feel like they're not being lied to if they're part of promulgating the lie, if they join the movement, if Trump is so powerful as an individual, if he's such a powerful guy that the truth bends to his whim, why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? And so Trump will lie to you. He'll lie to the press. He will lie to the American people. He will lie to everyone if he needs to. And you feel powerful because of that. There's a group of people. You can talk to them. It makes them feel powerful to believe that Donald Trump is always beleaguered, that when he switches his position, he hasn't actually done that. He's been targeted. Donald Trump is not a victim. He is not a victim. Donald Trump is an electoral powerhouse. Donald Trump is a very powerful media personality. He is driving media coverage. He is driving narrative. He is not a victim. There are certain people who are victims of media hits. Hey, and early on, by the way, I defended Donald Trump when I thought that he was being victimized by media hits. I don't think that he's being victimized when he is making these mistakes himself, when he is putting himself in position for all of this. So let's start with over the weekend, Donald Trump was doing this routine where he was trying to defend himself over the Corey Lewandowski situation. So just to recap for people who missed it or have been under a rock or you haven't been listening to my show regularly, by the way, we're growing by leaps and bounds, so thank you, listeners. Here's the story of Corey Lewandowski. Corey Lewandowski grabbed a reporter, Michelle Fields, who, by the way, I'd met, I think, once in person before this whole thing went down. He grabbed Michelle by the arm, he yanked her, he grabbed her, he bruised her, right? That's what happened. It is documented. There are pictures. There is eyewitness testimony. There is tape. It all happened that way. Corey Lewandowski said, I never touched her. Donald Trump said she made it up. She's an attention seeker. Then it came out that he did touch her, and then it turned into, well, he didn't grab her that hard. What's the big deal? Then it turned into Donald Trump suggesting that Corey Lewandowski was some sort of Jack Bauer figure who came in from the side, pushed his way through Secret Service to protect his man from that evil Michelle Fields, who might have had a pen that could have been, as Trump put it, a knife or a little bomb. Okay. And finally, Donald Trump came around to the perspective that no, Lewandowski did touch her, but he still wouldn't apologize. So, first of all, here's what makes Trump's people just warm to him, right? Warm to him. He's willing to do anything for you. He's willing to do it. It's the same thing that draws you to characters on TV. You know, there's always a situation. I watch a lot of comic book shows now because they're enjoyable. And there's always a situation in the latest Batman versus Superman, same situation. There's always some situation where there's a father or a husband or a son and a family member is in danger. And somebody says to them, you have to go do this evil thing in order to protect the family member, right? You have to go out and you have to kill some innocent person in order to protect the family member. And the hero of the show always does it, right? The hero of the show always starts to engage in this evil behavior. So in Batman versus Superman, there's something like this. In Arrow, there's something like this. In Flash, there's something like this. It's always, go do this evil thing or we're going to hurt your family member. And you thrill to that, right? You feel sympathetic to that person because, after all, isn't it good they're defending their family? Trump draws on that. He draws on your willingness to give him credence in that. So it's, I'm loyal to my people even when they do things that are wrong, and all I'm doing is hitting back. I'm really just a great defender. and I'm just defending my people. Now, we'll explain in a minute why all the people who think Trump is their people, it's not true. But Trump says, you know, I will defend my people. So he says, number one, his entire strategy in life is I always hit back. I only hit back. I'm never aggressive, which, by the way, is not true. Donald Trump routinely hits people for no reason. And I've said this since the outset of his campaign. He's a hammer in search of a nail. Sometimes he hits a nail. Sometimes he hits a puppy. But here is Donald Trump explaining what exactly his general life strategy is. Here we go.
Ivanka said, Dad, on the final debate, be very presidential. I've done great in the debates. I've won, according to Drudge and everybody else, I've won all of the debates, every single one of them. Be presidential. I said, look, if somebody hits me, I have to hit him back. I have to. I'm not going to stand there and be like, oh, I'm wonderful. I'm a president. I want to win. And I'll be so presidential, you won't believe it. I will be the most boring.
What does that mean to be presidential?
Well, it means maybe not be so aggressive, maybe not get so personal. But when people get personal with me, I mean, they say, oh, they don't like my hair. Okay? Now, if I ever said I didn't like their hair, it would be a headline. He's so but they're allowed to say whatever they want about me. Look, we started out with people hitting, and my hair's not that bad, is it? Does my hair look, it's not that bad. I mean, and it is my hair. But you know what happens? What happens is they hit me, and I hit them back harder. And usually, I mean, almost in all cases, they do it first. But they hit me, and I hit them back harder, and they disappear. And that's what we want to lead the country. But I promise you, let me finish it off. I will be so presidential. Greta, you will be so proud of me.
Okay, again, making all these promises that he's not going to keep. I will be so presidential. You will be so proud of me. No, he won't. He won't, because here's the reality. If Donald Trump had been presidential 3 weeks ago, this nomination would have been sewn up already. That's the reality. Donald Trump is not presidential. It's clear he's not presidential. If Donald Trump had just disappeared for 3 weeks after winning Arizona, he would have won the nomination walking away. But he can't keep his mouth shut because he can't control himself. Also, the idea that he only hits back is absolute horse pucky. It's nonsense. Whether he's hitting Michelle Fields or whether he's hitting Amanda Carpenter, sending out his surrogates to accuse her of adultery with Ted Cruz, or whether he's out there attacking John McCain as a loser for being a POW, or whether he's attacking a reporter for being disabled, or whether he's telling his protesters that they ought to punch people and then he'll pay for their defense, this is nonsense. Donald Trump is an aggressor. It's what he does. He's not a guy who acts in defense. And Trump basically admits this to you. He admits this to you, but you believe that he is the bad guy in service of you. He's sort of... I've been looking for a perfect analogy, and there is no perfect analogy, so we'll go with this one. Okay, there's a girl, and she brings home her boyfriend, who happens to be a meth-addicted biker, right? And what she likes about the meth-addicted biker is that if somebody hits on her, the meth-addicted biker beats that guy to death with a chain, right? That's what she likes about the guy. And he keeps promising you, she brings him home to mother, and mother says, well, of course he does that, because he's a meth-addicted biker. And she says, oh, no, but he's going to change. Once he marries me, he's going to change. He's not going to do that anymore. He'll still be the same kind of good guy, you know, except without the meth and without the biking. Right? He comes into the house. He says, don't worry, I won't be that anymore. I'll be a nice guy. I'll be a good guy. Do you believe that guy? Do you think she's making a good call? Trump voters, do you think that Donald Trump will become presidential? Do you even want him to be presidential? I think there's a part of you that doesn't want him to be presidential. There's a part of you that wants him to continue doing this. You want him to be this vindictive, nasty, aggressive fellow. You think it's good for the country if he does that, because he'll hit all of your enemies until you become his enemies, at which point he hits you. So as proof of this, Donald Trump, I'm just going to prove to you that Donald Trump has been lying to you repeatedly, and he has, and you don't seem to care. You don't seem to care, and it's maddening. It's maddening. For those of us who actually believe in principle above politicians, it's maddening. When Ted Cruz says things that are wrong, I'll hit Ted Cruz when he says things that are wrong. For example, I hit Ted Cruz. You can look it up. When Ted Cruz endorsed the TPP, when he endorsed the new trade deal with Obama negotiating it, I came out against it and I said it was a mistake. Not because I don't like free trade, but because I don't trust Obama. And I hit Cruz on that. You can look it up. When Trump says anything, he'll lie openly. A lot of Trump people come out and they say, oh, well, that's just Trump. You know, he's defending himself. He's defending himself. He's the father defending his daughter by killing a good guy. He's the meth-addicted biker who's beating up the guy who hit on his girlfriend. It's okay. John Dickerson had on Trump on CBS News on Sunday, and he confronted him over the Lewandowski situation, and here is Donald Trump explaining.
Here's a question. He comes out, the video shows that he did grab her.
what he said was not turned out not to be true. You said she made it up.
But what she said wasn't true, John.
But the main point is, did he touch her or not? He did touch her.
So the question
is for you, as the person with the power in this relationship, you've got all these people working for you, you've got all these big, huge buildings. Why not be the bigger person and say, she was treated roughly, she was my guest, I apologize to her, and let's move on.
Well, it's not my job to apologize to her. I had nothing. I just happened to be walking through.
But you're the man running the show.
Excuse me. I think that maybe if he didn't know, it could have been because the incident was so minor that he didn't even know what they were talking about. That's what I think. It'll get solved. It'll get taken care of. Let's see what happens.
We talk about.
I have to be honest. I'm a loyal person, and I'll be very loyal to the country, and I'll be very loyal to the people of this country. I don't think I can destroy a man's life, and you will destroy his life. I don't think I can destroy. It's already had a big impact on him. I don't think I can destroy a man's life by what I saw on that video.
Okay, I can't destroy a man's life by what I saw on the video, but you can destroy Michelle Fields' life for having done all this. She's had to move out of her house, by the way. She's had to move out of her apartment. You can call her an attention whore. You can suggest that she is the worst thing that ever descended on the country. It was some sort of evil conspiracy to get Corey Lewandowski or whatever. So he says there that he's a loyal guy, and this is what his supporters love. So he's admitting, by the way, that Corey Lewandowski lied. Yeah, Corey Lewandowski grabbed her, but it doesn't matter. See, Trump is loyal. He's loyal to, he'll let people lie to him if they're in his inner circle, and he'll be loyal to them. He'll lie to you, right? Donald Trump said she made the whole thing up, that she made the whole thing up. And then he said, there's tape of it everywhere. If there's tape, where's the tape? There was tape. And now he's coming out and he's saying, well, it wasn't a big deal. That's a different story than the story you told before. But his supporters thrill to this. I'm hearing from his supporters literally every 30 seconds. I'm hearing from, the tape shows that Lewandowski is innocent. No, the tape shows that Lewandowski is grabbing her. And again, it's not like this was a big deal. It wasn't. Okay, it's not like anybody is claiming that Lewandowski beat the crap out of her. They're grabbing that the accusation is that Lewandowski did something he shouldn't have done and he should have apologized, right? That was the accusation. And Trump refuses to do it. And here's Trump doubling down on that, right? Because Trump's supporters want someone unapologetic even when they're wrong. They want to be lied to because they believe that when Donald Trump promises them the moon, here's the thing. The Donald Trump who promises you he'll stand by Lewandowski is the Donald Trump who promises you that he'll bring your job back from China. He's the Donald Trump, by the way, he hasn't stood by Lewandowski, apparently. Lewandowski's been minimized in the campaign, according to Politico. Donald Trump's promises are not worth anything because Donald Trump is a liar, but you want to be lied to. There's a group of people who want to be lied to. He did the same thing with Chris Wallace. He basically says, yeah, maybe I should have apologized, but I'm not going to do that. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Trump about the same thing. And watch how Trump suckers him in. It's amazing.
Why not just apologize to her?
Because,
I mean, he did grab her.
Because let me tell you why. I'm a loyal person, number one.
I'm not saying you fire him.
Then when she wrote out early on, before she knew she was on tape, that it was that she was practically thrown to the ground. I mean, I wish I had it here. I'd read her statement.
I know what she said.
That didn't happen.
Do you agree with that? I agree with you.
Okay.
But why not just apologize?
No, she lied. Do you agree that she lied?
I think she completely misrepresented it early on. I do.
Okay, so first of all, she didn't completely misrepresent it. Read the count again. But I'm not going to get back into the facts of it because we've done it ad nauseum on this program, and we've shown the tape, and we've done all of this. We've read her statement, all of it. What Trump does is he's making it seem as though the lie his campaign manager told, I didn't grab her, and then him calling her an attention seeker, all of that is equivalent to Michelle Fields saying, I was grabbed from behind, I was yanked toward the ground, I lost my balance, I regained my balance. That her account was more of a lie than him saying outright that it never happened at all. And then saying that Secret Service was fearful she had a bomb on her. And you all love it. You love it because he's manipulating the truth and people are buying it. And you feel like, okay, well, if Obama could manipulate the truth and people bought it, if Trump sticks to his version of the facts, then everything will be fine. Because no matter what happens, he'll win. He's a winner. And he's winning even here. Every time Trump lies and gets away with it, it's a win for a group of his people. And they become part of it. They become sucked into the lie. He tells a small lie, and they go along with it. And then he tells a larger lie, and now they're invested in the lie. And now, if he gets away with it, it's like a school kid who got away with stealing the cookies. You're part of it. You're part of the crime now, and it's great because you actually got away with it. You got away with it. And you'll see Trump do the same thing here. Trump admitted yesterday. He admitted yesterday that when he accused Ted Cruz of being behind the ad that targeted Melania Trump, he had no evidence of it. But he still pushes it anyway. And his people still push it anyway. Here's Trump lying again. Here we go.
For instance, the fact that you spent days going after Ted Cruz's wife and her looks.
Excuse me.
Ted Cruz came after me.
And
no, he didn't.
Well, he did through my wife.
No, he didn't.
He took a picture.
No, he didn't.
Oh, of course he did. Of course he did.
Do you have any evidence that he knew about the attack by the independent super PAC?
My evidence is total common sense. He knew those people. Those people were 100% for them. They coordinated together. I have no doubt about it in a million years. He did that attack, and this was just retaliation.
Even if he did, was it worth you to spending a week on?
No, I would say probably not. If I had it to do again, I probably wouldn't have sent it. I didn't think it was particularly bad, but I probably wouldn't have sent it. But this was a response.
It's always the same routine with him, right? He makes up a lie. And then he says, I'm responding in kind, when he's not. And then he says, well, maybe I shouldn't have done it in the first place, but hey, that's what I do. You know, I'm a loyal guy. I'm a guy who fights back. I'm the hero in this story, just defending my people. And I'll do whatever I can to defend my people. Now, his people feel really defended, right? His people feel really defended. And I'm talking particularly about older white voters, right? Older white voters are feeling really defended. The alt-right people, the young white nationalists, they're feeling really defended by Donald Trump. They feel like he's going to stand up for them. He's going to stand up for them. The only people Trump is really going to stand up for are the people he feels personally vested with. So last Wednesday, there was an interview in which Donald Trump talked about abortion. And it made big headlines because he said that he wanted to jail women for abortions. We talked about this last week. There was another headline that got completely missed. Donald Trump was asked about Muslims immigrating to the United States. And he was asked, okay, well, you know, what about that? Is that Islamophobic? He says, no, I have lots of Muslim friends who agree with me. And he says, and he added, I have very rich Muslim friends. This is his quote, very rich Muslim friends who agree with me. And someone asked him, so would they be allowed to come? And he says, yes, they'll be allowed to come in. So in other words, his Muslim ban applies to everyone except for his very rich Muslim friends. This is how Trump operates. It's like the mafia. If you are a member of the mafia, if you bow to the Godfather, if you come and you kiss his hand and you show respect to the Godfather, you're in. And the Godfather can commit any crime, and so long as you back him, it's okay. He can tell any lie. And so long as you back him, you're okay. Every element of Trump's campaign is a loyalty test. He's pushing the loyalty test as far as he can, and he's getting away with it. And he's doing it on the core issues. This is the part that's really bothersome. Lying on small things like Lewandowski, it's indicative of a broader character flaw, but in the grand scheme of things, is it a huge deal? No. But the problem is, it applies to everything. It applies to everything. And I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment. First, got to take a brief profit timeout with Reagan.com. Our good friends over at Reagan.com, they offer you an email address. It's yourname@Reagan.com. This gets you two things. One, an email address where you get to smack people in the head with the name Reagan.com at the end. And the second is that they vow that you will never have to reveal your personal private information. They will never turn over scanned information from your emails. They will never turn over information to corporations or to the government. They'll protect your privacy. Go to ReaganPrivacy.com. That's the place to be, ReaganPrivacy.com. And when you go now, you get 2 months free. So that's a pretty good deal. Okay, so the Lewandowski thing is just indicative. So usually campaign gaffes, campaign scandals, they're usually not that big. They just tell you something about the character of the person involved. Effective campaign scandals are basically something small happens, and it just reinforces everything you already felt about this person in the first place. It just reinforces it. The problem for Trump is that Trump doesn't just lie in order to protect his people like Lewandowski. He doesn't just drag his entire base into lying about it, pretending that tape doesn't show what tape clearly shows, making crap up, suggesting that people who oppose Trump must be having sex with Ted Cruz, or that people like me who oppose Trump, it's because I'm trying to have sex with all the other female Ted Cruz surrogates or people who don't like Trump or any of the rest of it. All of that is bad enough. The part that gets really bad is when Donald Trump takes principles that his base is supposed to hold and just craps all over them and lies about them. Abortion is a perfect case. So, as we mentioned at the very top, Donald Trump has taken, I think, 5 separate positions on abortion in the last 4 days. And he's all over the place, because he's lying to you, and you're going right along with it. We've now got major figures in the right-wing movement, major conservative figures, or formerly conservative figures, defending funding of Planned Parenthood. Because Donald Trump is lying, and he's making you complicit in his lies, he's making you part of his lies, because you want to be lied to, because you still want to buy into the one big lie that matters more than anything else, which is that he is going to defend you, protect you, and save you, that he is daddy, as Milo Yiannopoulos likes to call him. And all the white nationalists who a lot of them who back Milo feel the same thing. Oh, he's daddy. If you oppose him, it's a loyalty test. They want to march in lockstep with daddy and with Trump because they're part of the regime, right? If you're part of the Trump machine, it makes you a morally superior person because Trump is going to be part of the mutual defense pact with all of these disenfranchised white folks. So if you have to throw out all the principles, you do it just to be part of this group. So here's what Trump did on abortion. So Trump, as we mentioned before, he took a position last week. Women should be punished for abortion within an hour. No, women shouldn't be punished for abortion. I made a mistake. The next day, he says, what we really should do is we should leave it to the states after Roe v. Wade is repealed. And then he comes out with, well, maybe we shouldn't change the laws at all. You know, maybe including Roe v. Wade. We just shouldn't change the laws at all. And then he comes out with, it was all great. Here's Donald Trump. This is yesterday, clarifying his abortion comments and making no sense about it. And again, his defenders will defend him because he lies about his positions, about how he feels. He makes it up on the spot. But he's telling you one great lie that you really want to hear, which is that he is there for you. Here's Donald Trump clarifying his abortion comments.
Let me ask you a question about abortion. What would you do to further restrict women's access to abortions as president?
Well, look. I know where you're going, and I just want to say, a question was asked to me, and it was asked in a very hypothetical, and it was said illegal. I've been told by some people that was a older line answer, and that was an answer that was given on a basis of an older line from years ago, on a very conservative basis. But
your original answer, you mean?
My original.
But I was
asked as a hypothetically, the laws are set now on abortion, and that's the way they're going to remain until they're changed.
Because you had said you wanted, you told Bloomberg in January that you believed abortion should be banned at some point in pregnancy. Where would you?
Well, I would have liked to have seen, this be a state's rights. I would have preferred state's rights. I think it would have been better if it were up to the states. But right now the laws are set, and that's the way the laws are.
But do you have a feeling how they should change? There are a lot of laws you want to change. You've talked about them on everything from libel to torture. Anything you'd want to change
on abortion? At this moment, the laws are set, and I think we have to leave it that way.
Do you think it's murder, abortion?
I have my opinions on it, but I'd rather not comment on it.
You said you're very pro-life. Pro-life view is that it's abortion.
Yeah,
abortion is murder.
But I do have my opinions on it. I just don't think it's an appropriate forum.
But you don't disagree with that proposition that it's murder?
What proposition?
That abortion is murder.
No, I don't disagree with it.
I don't disagree with it, but I do agree with it, but I don't agree with it. He doesn't have a position because he hasn't thought it through, because he's lying to you. He says he's pro-life. This is the face. That is a clip of a man who doesn't know the first thing about being pro-life. He's not pro-life. He doesn't care about pro-life. It's not an issue that's important to him, but it's a lie that all of his people are willing to uphold. And they're playing it as though he was trapped today. You know, people who I have great respect for are playing it like this. Rush Limbaugh is saying that he was trapped. Donald Trump is not a victim of the media. Donald Trump is a user of the media. Donald Trump is only famous. He's only big because he knows how to use the media. I'd rather not comment on whether abortion is murder. Really? You'd rather not comment? How is that an acceptable answer to anyone? You'd rather not comment on whether abortion is murder. And then he'll go in front of his supporters and he'll say, yeah, so I may have sounded incoherent, but don't worry. My abortion comments were great, right? This is what he actually says. This is clip 7. My abortion comments were just spectacular. Here he is.
The truth is you can't, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, because they can take something you say and turn it around. Like I'll be on CBS Face the Nation. What I said was perfect. What I said was, in fact, otherwise I wouldn't, if honestly, I'm going to be on that tomorrow. And I taped it yesterday. What I said was so good. It was so perfect. And then they looked, they said, oh, maybe he should have added a word. Well, actually, the way it came out, they took words out that I said.
Okay, so he's lying to you. He's just lying. So they manipulated it. Whenever he's wrong, somebody else manipulated him. It's not that he has no positions and no policy and no real moral backbone. By the way, he refused to answer Maureen Dowd on a very simple question, which was, have you ever paid for an abortion? But she asked him, have you ever been involved with a woman who had an abortion? He refused to answer the question. Yeah, this sounds like somebody who's real. I trust this guy, but you do. Trump people do trust him because he's lying to everybody except you. Note to the ladies, if you are going to date a guy who says he's going to lie to everyone except you, he's also lying to you. If you're dating a guy who's lied to all his previous girlfriends and he lies to his parents and he lies to his coworkers, he's going to lie to you too. He's not telling you the truth. And all these people who are loyal to Trump, I'm just telling you, he will betray all the things that you think that he is going to be for. He is going to lie to you also. Because you think that if you pledge your loyalty to him, he pledges his loyalty to you. Ask his first two wives if that worked out well. Okay, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. And what's making me a little bit nauseated about all of this is, and Trump plays this card all the time, right? It's not that he's lying to people. It's that he's constantly being discriminated against. He's the victim. So this is what you get from sociopathic people, is you get this routine where they lie to everybody, but it's really everyone else who's lying about them, right? The world's out to get them. It's not that they've lied to everybody. Pathological people do this. It's the world is out to get me. I'm the victim, right? I'm lying to everyone, but I'm the victim. Here's Donald Trump doing that. He says, I'm being discriminated against, is what Trump says.
We'll see how we're treated. I want to see how we're treated. Look, I signed the pledge. They wanted me to sign the pledge. And I'm the one that's being discriminated against. Everybody was worried about me. And then because maybe a lot of people didn't expect this to happen, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm self-funding my campaign. A lot of people are very upset about that because people want to give money. Because when they give money, they control the guy that runs for office. You understand that better than anybody. I don't want their money. I don't take their money. So I'm self-funding. People don't like that. People don't like a lot of the things that I'm doing. But you know who does like it? People that are voting. And people are coming from Democrat, and people are coming from Independent. And you know who's coming unbelievably? People that never, ever voted before. People that are 30, 40, 50, 60 years old that never voted before, they're voting in droves.
He says he's a victim. So he's being victimized. Now, the part of this that's so disturbing is not that he has supporters who want to be lied to. Every politician does. Hillary Clinton certainly does. Democrats want to be lied to by Hillary. They feel she's lying for them. The problem is I see the conservative movement being hijacked by this. So watch the head of the Republican National Committee, Ryan Priebus, defend Trump, say that Trump is really a boon to the Republican Party. We'll follow him into battle if he's the nominee. Here's Ryan Priebus.
Well, look, I mean, every candidate has positives and every candidate have challenges that you have to overcome in the general election, you know. But the fact is Donald Trump has also brought in millions of new voters to our party. We're ahead of Democrats in registration. We've had a 70% turnout increase. I mean, some of these things are historic for our party. You look at the Democrats, John, they're in the ditch. And what about Hillary Clinton? Have you seen her numbers with women? I mean, some of this stuff is pretty startling. I mean, I understand that we've got some drama on our side of the aisle that we're going to have to contend with and we'll be prepared to like never before. But I think you look at the Democrats, I think they're in for a fiasco. Especially if Comey comes in and indicts Hillary Clinton and they have an open convention, and who knows, I've heard people talking about Joe Biden coming back into the fold. So look, there is drama, but we're prepared and we're going to win and we're going to retake the White House in November.
We're going to retake the White House. We're all going to get behind him. And the problem is once you're co-opted into the lie, this is why I won't get involved with Trump. Once you're co-opted into the lie, you can't just stand apart from your candidate and say, I'll back it. There's a fair position for Trump, which is the Dennis Prager position. I'll back Trump even though I know he's a liar and a reprobate because Hillary Clinton is a worse liar and a reprobate. I don't think it's a good argument, but it's an argument. And then there's what's actually happening with people, which is people finding personal loyalty to a guy who lies to them because they think that he's not lying to me. I'm the only person in the world he doesn't lie to. One of those people is Newt Gingrich. Here's the former Speaker of the House doing exactly that routine, saying that Donald Trump, when he lies about abortion, when he's wrong about abortion, it's all because Donald Trump is a victim.
Man, if you're a conservative and you sit down with Chris Matthews, you need to have your head examined.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, really, and you have to have that answer. You know it's coming. You know it's going to come in a form that you're not going to be able to talk or explain yourself. It feels, and look, it feels like he walked into a buzzsaw with that.
Well, he did, and it's not his position. That super PAC ad is a lie. They know it's a lie. But he made the mistake. It was like an error in baseball. I mean, it was his error. Now he's got to go back and clean it up. Now, I think presently you get Donald Trump on television often enough saying, look, it's the doctor, not the woman. I would not punish the woman. He'll eventually erase it. But what happens when you're a rookie, and remember, as brilliant as he's been, as much as he is the front runner, this is the first time he's ever been in an election campaign. And rookies make some mistakes as they're learning. And he's made, over the last couple of weeks, three or four doozies. And he's going to have to clean them up. He's still the front runner, and he's still the guy in the best position to win the nomination. But he has had, I think, a pretty tough 2 weeks.
They're not mistakes. They're not errors. That's who he is. Donald Trump believes all these things, right? And on abortion, the only thing he didn't believe was the first thing that he said. Right? And then he's all over the place. But Newt Gingrich wants to be lied to, and he wants to believe that Donald Trump is deep down in his heart a Newt Gingrich guy, right? Just like all these Trump voters want to believe that Trump is a Trump guy. I get a lot of questions in the mailbag and on Twitter. Why do I focus so much on Trump? Why focus so much on Trump? Why not focus on the other side of the aisle? And the answer is because the left, I've been spending my entire life fighting people like Hillary Clinton, and for good reason, and for good reason. Hillary Clinton is evil. I mean, she believes evil things, and she does evil things. For example, here's Hillary Clinton talking about unborn children. We mentioned this up top. Here's Hillary Clinton on abortion.
Well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't do everything we possibly can in the vast majority of instances to, you know, help a mother who is carrying a child and wants to make sure that child will be healthy, to have appropriate medical support.
When she says the unborn don't have constitutional rights, that's an amazing statement, right? And so why don't I focus on that more? Because I know that's what she thinks. It's not in my party. It's not in my party. Okay, I'm not going to... There's a difference between somebody... I don't like, to go back to my analogy, meth addicted bikers. Not my thing. Not my thing. It becomes a slightly more dire issue, and I'm happy to talk about how meth addicted bikers are a problem until the cows come home. It becomes a different thing when my sister brings one home. When my sister brings home a meth addicted biker, I'm going to be slightly more perturbed than the fact that there are meth addicted bikers. Hillary Clinton is another meth addicted biker, just like Trump, right? She may be worse than Trump. But my party isn't bringing her home. My party is bringing Trump home. And they're bringing home with Trump all of the people who are willing to watch him lie and watch him just outright lie about facts, change the facts, and people who see that as a symbol of strength. This is scary stuff. It is scary to me when truth becomes a secondary priority to loyalty to a candidate. When basic truth, documented truth on any issue, and it's not just the Lewandowski, it's all over the place. When that becomes secondary to, I like Donald Trump, you got a problem. As I've said before, idol worship is evil. Idol worship is bad. And Donald Trump is now an idol because you believe that if you make a sacrifice of truth on the altar to Donald Trump, then he will make it rain and your crops will grow. It's not going to happen because idols aren't real. Idols aren't real. But I guess that if you want a Cheeto-faced idol, then you can have one. All right, time for a thing I like and then a couple of things that I don't. Okay, time for the thing that I like. I'm in the middle of a very good book by Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute called The War on Cops. And it is a very good, we may have a graphic of it, but it's a very good book. It basically talks about the Ferguson effect and why it is that the left's attack on law enforcement is actually making people in the inner city less safe and raising crime rates. This is something that deeply disturbs me. I've talked about this at length on the program. I think that it's very important for people who are conservative to understand why crime rates are rising again, why they fell in the first place. I see a certain libertarian wing of the party that's willing to undermine law enforcement in order to push civil liberties. Listen, I like civil liberties too, but to pretend that imprisoning criminals has no correlation with lower crime rates is just silly. The reality is that crime rates dropped from 94 to recently because there was an increased attention on longer sentencing and more focus on going after lower-level criminals. There was a crackdown on crime in the mid-90s, and it had impact all the way through until the last few years, and now it's reversing itself. And that's going to have some dire ramifications for people who wish to live in a free and prosperous society, because there are very few things I think the government ought to do. One of those things, the government has to keep us safe, obviously. So good book, The War on Cops, Heather McDonald. Okay, a couple of things that I hate. So beyond Donald Trump making a mockery of conservative positions on abortion and putting us behind the eight ball on abortion and on trade and on everything else, he also has trotted out some of the worst surrogates ever. I mean, Sarah Palin has just been... SNL's job is very, very easy. So Morning Joe, this is an example. Okay, the media has a very easy job thanks to Donald Trump. I don't like making their job easy because I think the media are horrible. That's why, honestly, of all the people in the media, I may have the best record of going in against lefty hosts and hitting them because I find them to be despicable and they don't admit that they're lefty. And my goal in life is not to grant them red meat. Donald Trump, all he does is grant them red meat, and so do his surrogates. Sarah Palin spoke the other day, and this is how the media treat it. And I can't argue with the fact that Sarah Palin is now incoherent. Here it is.
Illegal immigrants, welcoming them in, even inducing and seducing them with gift baskets. Come on over the border, and here's a gift basket of teddy bears and soccer balls. Our kids and our grandkids, they'll never know then what it is to be rewarded for that entrepreneurial spirit that God creates within us in order to work and to produce and to strive and to thrive and to really be alive. Wisconsin, Reagan saved the hog. Here, your Harley Davidson, it was Reagan who saved that. In the establishment, maybe they're going to start a new hashtag movement, a hashtag never Reagan. They don't like that.
What? So here is my question. Here's my question for you today. Seriously. And by the way, here's another just final thing I hate with Donald Trump lie. So Megyn Kelly was on TV and she was asked about Donald Trump. And she says that ever since she came out as not being a pro-Trump host, she's been receiving lots of death threats, which I'm sure is true. I mean, all of us have. I sleep with a shotgun by my bed. Seriously. And so here's Megyn Kelly talking about all of that, right?
It's not so much what he writes or says, it's how he gins up anger among so many. So it manifests in my life in several ways.
Have there been threats against your life? Does that concern you?
It's not that I'm worried someone's actually going to come shoot me down, but I do worry someone's going to try to hurt me in the presence of my children.
Okay, and I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. I know a lot of people personally who feel that way. Donald Trump was asked about Megyn Kelly and why he was targeting her for criticism. He said no reason. Seriously, he said that today. Today. Just another lie that Donald Trump tells. So let me ask you this. With all of this, you know, he's lying about his positions. He's lying about facts that are documented. He's going after people and then daring you to challenge him, that he's acting in response. He's just lying back and forth and all over the place. And again, we're the ones bringing him home, right? We're the ones who are bringing him home to mother. Let me just ask this. This guy? Really? Like, of all the available humans, and there are lots of them, breathing with functioning brains and limbic systems, this one? This is the one? Or, like, this guy? Him? This one. Really. And his surrogates, like, the guy who brings Sarah Palin and Ben Carson to the party. Right? That guy. That's the one you want as the representative for your ideology in a crucial election. That's the one you desperately want. You need. You need him, because he's going to fight for you. He's the only one who loves you this way. He's the only one who's going to take care of you. You know how much he loves you? You know he loves you so much that he'll lie for you. He'll lie to everyone for you, but he won't lie to you. He promises. He promises. And his promises are worth everything. They're gold. Unlike his promises to every other person on earth, his promises to you, those are the ones that he's definitely going to hold true to. If you believe that, then there's a part of you that wants to be lied to, just like Obama's followers wanted to be lied to about how he would make America a hopey, changey place, just like Hillary Clinton's followers want to be lied to. There's a whole group of people who want to be lied to. Trump is not bringing your job back to Ohio that was shipped overseas because of your unionization. Trump is not going to make the economy better by raising prices for everyone. Trump is not going to make our military stronger by issuing random threats based on no knowledge whatsoever. Trump is not going to make your life better because he says impolitic things. Trump is about Trump. He always has been about Trump. And for you to pretend otherwise, for anyone to pretend otherwise, is an act of foolishness. Again, loyalty to principle. I can't say this enough. Loyalty to principle above loyalty to politician. That's all that matters. And what I hate about this is that you're watching the conservative movement swirl the drain because they've decided to leech themselves to a toxic candidate and a toxic man like Donald Trump. Well, we're off tomorrow. We will be back Wednesday with much, much more because there's always more. Donald Trump is a headline machine, so I'm sure there will be a lot more to talk about. And hopefully there will be things to talk about except for Donald Trump. And by the way, I saw Batman versus Superman a second time last night. It's still great. Yeah, I know Jonathan. I know Mathis. Yeah. Mathis hasn't seen it, so he can't talk. Jonathan, you're just wrong. You're just wrong. Liking Marvel movies more than whatever. We'll save that. We'll save that for another time. Maybe for the mailbag. We'll do something on Wednesday about it. And we'll be back then. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.